Hello.
Hi, this is Carmen giving you a call back from customer service. Could you please provide me with the zip code associated with your account?
80120.
You said 80120?
Yeah.
And your first and last name?
Jeremy Pershing.
All right, thank you so much for the information. And also, could you verify your address for me?
Can you tell me what company you're calling?
We are a third-party call center. We handle customer support for various online vendors.
Okay, so are you going to be able to help me with a situation where the company that I'm dealing with put me up for like a free, or I signed up for a free trial and a month, and I, can you help me?
Your phone breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on a second. So, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So, I was seeing, are you going to be able to help me with a company that I guess, snuck in a little disclaimer where I signed up for a free trial and they put me into a membership where I have to pay for it, but I want to cancel that? Can you help me with that?
Yes, sir. Could you verify your address for me?
Yeah, 5653 South Prescott Street, Littleton, Colorado.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that information. So you got the, what are these? The Goliath Melon Hansen?
Yeah.
And the Goliath Goliath Max Strength Booster.
The strength booster, yeah, and the male enhancer.
Okay. So, yeah, you paid the $497 and the $397, which was shipping costs to receive the product. And then in 14 days, you will have had to call a counsel to avoid being charged full retail price. So your trial ended yesterday.
Okay. So I didn't realize that there was some sort of attachment where I would start paying. I thought that I would try the product, and if I liked it, then I could reorder it. I didn't know that it was automatically set.
Yeah,
up that
that's
way.
Where sometimes the misunderstanding comes in. It sometimes you pay the shipping cost and you get it. You know, basically you're getting it free for 14 days, and then you know, within the 14 days, we would think, you know, you're still wanting to continue with the product. So, you know, most customers don't call. But some customers, you know, they just forget that it's a 14-day trial and then it goes past the days. But what I could do for you, I could discount what you was charged and then I could get you locked in with a 60-day billing cycle.
Yeah, see, I just want to cancel the whole thing. And I had my credit card company right away, and they called me when whatever company, Goliath or whatever, they got in touch with me and asked if I really made that charge, and I said no. So I need to cancel anything that I have with that company. I don't like the product. It didn't work for me anyway. So I just like to cancel anything that has to do with that company and get the $93 back.
Okay, so I could do the 50% discount on what you was already charged, and then I could ship you out a free bottle.
No, because I don't like the product. It didn't do what it said it did. So I don't want to pay for something that doesn't work for me. It may work for other people, but it didn't work for me.
Okay. So I could go ahead and get the account canceled. As far as the charge, I wouldn't be able to reverse that charge because it is a valid charge due to the fact that your trial ended yesterday and the system automatically generates the charge towards the account.
Okay, well, I mean, if that's the case, you know, then I'm going to dispute it with my credit card company, and then it's going to be, you know, it's going to be between you and the credit card company because I'm not paying for something that I didn't even get.
Right, but even with the credit card company, they're going to charge the funds back. It's our policy as well as theirs.
Okay, so look, I don't want to take anything out on you because I understand. But same time, when a company kind of sneaks something like that in there, because when I signed up for the free trial, I don't remember anywhere it saying that, you know, there was something credit card month, and so with that in probably in small letters somewhere that, you know, is kind of hidden. And that's just, I mean, that's kind of a bad way to do business.
I mean, it wasn't in small letters. It wasn't hidden. It was actually there before you was able to proceed to the checkout. You had to check the box accepting the terms and conditions and the privacy policy. But just give me a second. I could go ahead and counsel and give me a second. Let me see what I'm able to do as far as getting your funds back to you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for patiently holding for me. So I went ahead and canceled. I did speak with my supervisor. I can refund you at least 35% back of your funds.
Okay. Well, yeah, whatever you can refund me, I'd appreciate it. And then I'll just go through the credit card company to dispute the rest. But I appreciate you doing, you know.
But you do have to understand, whatever we refund you, and if once you go to the credit card company to still dispute the charge, because what's going to happen is they're going to investigate the account. As long as those terms and conditions are listed, they are authorized by policy to charge the funds back. So if I refund you 35%, but then the bank finding the charges appearing to be valid, that's gonna discontinue your whole refund, and you won't receive anything, and the full $93 will be charged back to your account.
Okay, well, now I'm just gonna have to take that chance because, especially, I mean, with what the company did already charge me, is there something coming for me in the mail?
No, you was charged for what you already have. You wasn't charged for a new shipment. You were supposed to cancel on that product in 14 days to avoid being charged.
Okay, well, I mean, that's just kind of a tricky way to get people to do a free trial membership. It doesn't make any sense. You know, I use the pills for 14 days and I have to call and cancel. That, I mean, that's just kind of shady. But, you know, that's fine.
But I could do the 50%. I can take it to 50. I could do the 50% and still cancel.
Okay, well, why don't I do this? Why don't I'll get in touch with my credit card company. I'll figure it out. I'll ask them what can be and what can be done there. And if not, then I'll call you back. Because I don't want to lose $40 for $45 for like no reason.
Right. So you lose $45. Are you willing to lose $45 or are you willing to lose $93?
Well,
that's what I was explaining. The bank is going to, even if I refund you 50%, but once they investigate it, because one thing you have to understand, the bank is not going to pay for funds that's not theirs if it's not an issue or mistake on their end.
Well, I'm pretty sure my credit card company will work with me. I mean, I've been with them for a long time, and I've never had a situation like this come up. And they contacted me. It's not like I contacted them about the charge. They contacted me.
Right. They contacted you because they didn't recognize the charge. But me as a representative, I deal with these every day. So I pretty much, I have seen customers that have been with a bank for over 20-something years. Protocol is protocol. Yeah. Once we have those terms and conditions in that's listed, you know, they have to follow that, and it's their policy as well as ours. So
right. Well, my credit card's on hold right now anyway, so I don't even think because it's on hold because of the difference. So I don't think.
Yeah, only one of the charges went through. You wasn't charged. Only one of them went through.
Right, because I caught it before the other one was tried to go through on my card. So, yeah, I'll just deal with them and we'll just go from there. If I have to eat $93, then I have to. I mean, I'm not going to pay for something. I'm not even half of what the company says that I owe them. I didn't mean to sign up for anything.
Okay, so I'm gonna just speak with my supervisor to see if I could do the 75% refund. If you could give one second.
No, I need either all or nothing right now. If you can't do it all, then I'll just go to the credit card company.
Okay, well, 75%, sir, that's the best that we were able to do.
Okay, well, then I'll call you back if I can't do anything with the credit card company.
Okay. One second, I'm going ahead counseling. All right, so I went ahead and canceled the account for you. So as I stated, moving forward, you will not be billed any further for any future shipments. Okay. I am going against my guidelines, but I'm gonna go ahead and refund you the full $93.99 back to your account. So you will receive that within the next 3 to 5 business days. And the reason is because I mean, I know how it's going to play out with the credit card company. And, you know, if you was willing to eat the full $93 and just lose out when, you know, we're offering the refund, then, you know, that would be kind of crazy. So I just went ahead and refunded. So you should receive it within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Was there anything else I was able to assist you with today?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you for calling Customer Service. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.